Hello, my name is Steve M. Nash, the person behind the voice. And I'm going to be recording all of the introduction videos like this, in person, recording to my webcam on my core stability ball. All of the introduction videos will be unscripted and I'll just be sharing what comes in the moment. So let's hope something good comes, shall we? And in this first introduction video, I shall be talking about the happiness within. Specifically, answering these three questions. What is the happiness within? What can it help with? And how exactly do you remember it? So in reverse order, how do you remember it? Well, this program is all about remembering the happiness within. So I'm hoping that as you work through this program, you will see many ways that you're able to remember this happiness within, or rather not forget it. That's all I'm going to say in answer to that question. What can it help with? Everything. Every aspect of your life. Going to work, in relationship with other people, in relationship with yourself, every aspect of your experience of life can be helped with this force that I'm calling the happiness within. And when I say happiness within, I mean innate health, innate okayness, infinite intelligence. I could even mean the word God. It is not an easy thing to talk about using words and the intellectual understanding, something that is invisible. I have included a wonderful poem that you'll be able to listen to once I've stopped speaking face to face. That does a great job of talking about the happiness within. But before then, I'm going to ask you three questions. Three questions. And maybe we might come to experience this happiness within directly, and that would be a much better way of pointing to this that I'm trying to talk about. There's if I was talking about love, for example, another invisible force, everybody knows what love is. Everybody has many theories about love. Parental love, sibling love, romantic love, friendship love, unconditional love, all words, but there's a feeling to it. There's a feeling to it. And it's that feeling that matters. And the three questions that I will be asking, I'm hoping might get you to experience that feeling, might get you to directly taste what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the happiness within. It's just an expression that I came up with. Don't take it too seriously, but it still points to something. There are words that point to something that's within me and within you, that I'm saying, look in that direction. Look in that direction and you will be surprised at what difference it can make to your life. So, those three questions. And the thing is, they're not actually three questions. There's just one question. But I was thinking about how would I talk about this happiness within? And as I often do, I go for a little walk and sometimes ideas appear. And after sort of 20 seconds of starting my walk, these three statements, one of which is a question, came. So let me share them with you. Forget everything. Forget everything. Forget who you think you are. Forget your worries, your concerns. Forget your political opinions. Forget what you think about what happened yesterday. Forget what you're thinking about is going to happen tomorrow. Forget everything. It's not that easy to forget everything, but please, for this moment, for this moment, you can remember everything afterwards. For this moment, please, forget everything. What remains? What remains? Now, if anxieties appear, forget that. If a thought appears saying, I wonder what I'm going to get from this program, forget that too. If any thought appears, forget that. Anything that appears in this moment, forget it. A treasured insight, forget it. An old wound, an old psychological wound, forget that. An ache in your body, forget it. Forget everything. Forget everything. What remains? What remains? Listen to that. Listen to that. One, forget everything. Two, what remains? Three, listen to that. Happiness within is a feeling. Listen to it. I could describe how it feels to me in my heart, but as soon as words get added, descriptions, or even events that might have triggered it, then you move away from it. So it's just a feeling. Listen to it. That is my suggestion. That is my way of trying to get you to see for yourself what I'm talking about when I talk about the happiness within.